This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Miggs, you and the lovely wife made the awesome decision yesterday to go to the Seahawks game.
Dude, we went online. I was like, you know, it's nice weather. Let's go before because my wife does not like to go when it's bad out.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's see how much the tickets are going to be. And we were in 300 level, two rows back from the front of the 300 level, $85 a ticket.
Oh, that's not bad
at
all.
Worked out great. The section we were in, everybody was awesome. It was a blast.
You had some babysitting help from Grandma.
Yeah, thankfully, my mother-in-law, she was able to swing by and watch Tatum and hang out at our house because she doesn't say any reason to hang out with Tatum. She's like, I'm in. So we were able to go to the game, have a great time, not have to hurry to get home. But we get home, and the crazy part is Tatum is in hysterics, like in tears laughing. Just nonstop laughing. And Grandma, not in tears. I mean, and not laughing. She's in tears.
Real tears.
Oh. Yeah, but they're tears of like embarrassment. And it is the funniest thing. I'm like, well, what the hell just happened? It turns out when Tatum wasn't looking, my grandma, my mother-in-law, went into the pantry to get a snack. And she's like, I'm just going to have a cookie.
Uh-oh.
And she grabbed a cookie that looked like an Oreo cookie.
Uh-oh.
Not realizing it was a dog treat.
Yeah.
The best part about all this is Grandpa has also done that.
Oh, no.
Somehow both of them have done that. It was so funny because I guess she made Grandma call Grandpa to tell him what she did. And so later on when we're having dinner, I finally was able to ask Tatum exactly what happened. And she was she thought it was the funniest thing.
What did Grandma do?
Ate a dog cookie.
Did Grandma eat dog cookie?
Uh-huh.
Did you try and stop Grandma?
No.
I love that part. No, I'm just going to let her do it. I guess she didn't see it until after the fact. And then she's like, Grandma, you're eating a dog treat.
Oh, no.
I didn't.
You didn't know she was eating it?
No, but she told me. And I said, Grandma, it's dog treat. She was like, I ate a dog treat.
I mean, do they taste pretty good?
That's the funny part. That was the first question we asked, too. And my mother-in-law is looking at it going, they weren't that bad.
So she ate the whole thing.
She ate the whole thing, not realizing it was a dog treat. Because it was one of those ones that you get, like if you go to, we went to Petco. It was Petco for like, we were doing the doggy training shots. And Nicole, she's awesome. She did a great job with DJ. And as her graduation gift, she gave her a bag of the cookies that you could just pick. And, you know,
oh, yeah.
You make your own bag of treats. So she made a little dog treat bag for DJ. And a few of them look like those, like the vanilla chocolate Oreo cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And, dude, there's been a few times I've gone into our pantry, and I'm like, I kind of want to eat one of those. They look delicious.
I mean, I accidentally ate dog jerky one time because it was in, like, a fancy bag, and I thought it was fancy jerky, but it was no fancy dog jerky.
Was it good?
I mean, I realized, like, I could tell it was a little gamey or something like that. And then I looked at the bag. I'm like, Brad, can we not just leave this in with all the regular food?
Yeah, it's like, you know, bad on us for not writing dog treats on there. Then my wife's like, well, in all fairness, it's in the same section as all the other dog treats.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, well, you can't expect Grandma to be putting two and two together. She sees a bag of what looked like delicious, like maybe she thought they were like at some like boutique store where we grab
sure.
them. And they're all these like fancy like Oreo style cookies.
Oh, no.
I haven't tried one, but now I kind of want to try one.
Can we all try one?
I could grab them and bring them in tomorrow.
I'll try one.
I've heard that like the dog treats like that, they're just pretty much saying sugar. Yeah. So it's in butter and like whatnot. So she, at that point, it's fine.
She did say they weren't like overly sweet, but they were delicious.
They were delicious.
Someone just texted, to be fair, I've tried those dog Oreos and they are delicious.
I'm interested now. I'm not afraid.
Yeah, I don't think they're like, I think they're fine for humans to eat, obviously, but they're just like Danny said, I just don't think they're like overly prot. It's not like giving them like a real Oreo cookie.
Can you bring in like the bag so we can see the ingredients?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there's
thank
no
you.
Ingredients in the bag. It's just a, it's a, basically a plastic bag that you know you just scoop dog treats and put it in the bag.
Oh,
it's like bulk.
I get you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's, it's not like a fancy like these are the ingredients on this dog bag, but it's just a bag of dog treats.
I'll do it if you do it.
Okay. Well, there's one less Oreo cookie in there now because of Grandma. But man, our kid was just laughing, and you could just tell Grandma was a little embarrassed by it. I think because she didn't. But I was like, don't be embarrassed. Like how are you supposed to know?
You wouldn't.
No.
They just look, they look human grade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.